Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, we welcome Brian to the show. Hello, Brian.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
Yeah, that would be Heather.
Okay, and Heather is the girl that you are currently dating, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I've read your email. This is a bit of a tricky situation you're in. Explain what's going on with you and Heather.
So I met Heather a while ago on a dating app, and I noticed that she was recently divorced, like me, so we met up. Our date was, we went on a beach because we weren't sure if the restaurants were going to be open or closed, and so we spend most of the day talking and just getting to know each other.
That's, by the way, that's a lot of pressure for a woman if you think about it.
Yes.
Beach date as a first date.
Well, luckily it went really well. So we got on really well. She's funny and we have a lot in common. And so we started dating, and after a couple of times seeing each other, she told me, look, I need to be honest with you about something. You're not the only guy I'm seeing right now. There's also another guy.
So we will just refer to him as the obstacle.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I told her I appreciated her being honest and that I was still wanting to continue to see her. And so, well, we've been dating ever since. But the problem is that things are now past that, you know, getting to know each other stage, and I'm really starting to like her. And it seems like every time I feel like we're moving forward in any way, I get a harsh reminder about the other guy. And it kind of makes me rethink everything I've been doing.
When you say you get a harsh reminder, how does that happen? Like, does she stop you when things are getting intimate, or?
No. It's nothing like that. It's more like when we go to dinner together or something, and she'll get a text message from him, and I'll see it's from him. Or I'll see flowers in her house, and I know she doesn't buy them herself, so...
I gotcha. So, but as far as you know, this is a two-man race at this point, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said you're beyond the getting-to-know-you phase, which means you're probably at the do-I-continue-with-this-or-not phase.
Yeah, exactly right, ma'am.
Okay. So I feel like War of the Roses is going to be a pretty good measure here of what's going on then. I mean, if she picks you to send a pantygram to, then you definitely know where you stand with her. But if she, you know, picks somebody else, then you also pretty much know where you stand. So I think this is going to be important. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to explain what's going to happen here, we're going to call up Heather and tell her that she won a free pantygram to send whoever she wants. You're going to get to hear who she chooses and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, before we get started, I got to ask you, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
I'm trying to reach a Heather, please.
This is Heather.
Hello, Heather. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotion Department. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that we've been doing, you know, different little giveaways for customers in our online database ever since the big shutdown started. And every week we draw new names to win prizes. And this week you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh. I was a winner. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes, you sure are.
Well, that's pretty cool. So what should I win?
So this week's prize is a pretty fun one. It's called the VS Pantygram. Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the VS Pantygram is basically a real pair of lace panties that we send in the mail to somebody as sort of like a little reminder to make sure their attention is still on you. So, for example, you might send a pair to your husband, or maybe he gets them when he's at work. He opens the box, there's a pair of panties inside, and a little note from you that says something like, see you tonight, or thinking about you right now, stuff like that.
Okay. So it's a little love note, basically, but with underwear.
Exactly. So the reason I was calling was to ask if you wanted us to send a pantygram to anyone for you. And all I need to know is who you want it sent to and what you'd like printed on the card that comes with it. And it's completely free.
Okay, well, sure. I guess if it's free, how can I say no, right?
Exactly. So I do need a couple things from you here. The first thing is I need to know what color pantygram you'd like us to send. We have red, black, or pink.
Oh, I think we got to go with black.
Okay, and now who would you like us to send your pantygram to? So I just need a first and last name.
Okay. Let me think here. Okay. First name is Mark, and the last name is Graham. That's Graham.
Okay, and now what message would you like to print on the card?
I guess it has to be something sexy, right?
I mean, if you want it to, it's totally up to you.
Okay, put down, keep an eye on these for me. I'll be over soon to come and get them back.
Okay, and I'm going to get the address from you in just 1 second. Now, can you hang on for 1 minute?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, Brian, I don't know who Mark is, but if that's the other guy, then it looks like you might have to settle for the silver medal here.
Yeah, story of my life.
Yeah.
Was Mark the other guy? Like, was that his name?
I don't actually know his name. She had a pet name for him, so I told her I didn't want to know anything about him.
Well, either way, look, we're really sorry about all this. I mean, maybe it's not meant to be, or at least not right now.
Yeah, I guess not. Thanks, guys, anyway, for the help.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.